Welcome back to What's Ailing America, where our answer today is military tribunals against civilians with our guest, Eric Schein. And I would just like to comment on what the caller was stating before the break. And it's very important for people to realize that it has been the plan all along for them to divide and conquer. This is how they've kept us distracted with other issues. For example, with the Catholic Church now, you have the traditional Catholics that want the Latin Mass reinstituted, and then you have the Novus Ordo Catholics that are practicing the English Mass and all of these other things. And I'm not saying that that's not important and those people need to discuss these issues, but what is more important than the fact that our civil rights are being stolen from us and we're being killed and maimed with vaccinations and other drugs and poisons in the environment? We have to really put things in order here. If we're dead or if we're so sick we can't even think, then we're not going to be able to do anything about the other things that are happening. So it's really important for us to get our priorities in order. And that's what I'm trying to get people to realize. If you don't have your health, you have nothing. If you don't have your rights, you have nothing. So let's take care of those problems first, and then we can all, agree to disagree on other matters. But, caller, do you have anything else you wanted to add?
I think we should, look at the basic conflict, first, and see what happens if you really follow maritime law. Because, some of those people they're trying to tell us that they're screwed up, and, we're in maritime law, we're screwed up. Well, what happens in maritime law is, they define themselves as Nephilim. They're the crown slaves that escaped or whatever they are. They are all the Nephilim. And so being all of the Nephilim, having that philosophy, somebody like me, who is a Catholic, and my philosophy is I get to say that I'm not a Nephilim, and I had to go through a whole lot to say that. Now, we both can't exist in the same place. So what they're doing is they build Nephilim walls. So ruin Archbishop of Canterbury. They'll build a Nephilim wall around here. They'll talk about Darwin in school, and so they'll get to that point, and here all of them will go there. And they really are them, and it is factually true because you can look at their chromosomes, and that's who they are. So, there is truth that people don't want to deal with. But I mean, at some point, I feel like sometimes Maria and Eric and I, need to get our backs to each other, and get our own place and move those people away. Because I mean, we're fighting is the capital N Nephilim, but they have to work with the real people, the small N Nephilim people, the penitentes of St. Francis live where I have, been here longer than white people in America. And so they, have to be Catholic so that they can survive. Those people do.
Okay, you can call the enemy whatever you want to call the enemy. There's many names for the enemy. But one thing is for sure is that we can't ignore the evil that they're perpetrating. It doesn't go away if you put your head in the sand like an ostrich. Do you have any comments to make, Eric?
Yeah, I'd like to get back to some of the issues I'm talking about.
Please do.
Well, and again, I'm asking people to focus their efforts on, they've already had hearings in Congress. Elijah Cummings is checking into this. He's a congressman from Maryland, a Democrat, who's already held hearings on the ALJ proceedings, which are the military tribunals where they're prosecuting civilians here in the United States. See, the problem is Congress is not aware of what's going on. There is a program of obstruction and obstructionism that is blocking information from getting to Congress.
Wait, you're breaking up, Eric. Did you just say that Congress is not aware of what's going on?
Right.
Okay. We're going to a break. I'd sure like to hear you explain how that could possibly be when we come back. We're going to a break. We'll be back after the break. You're breaking up, Eric. Maybe you could check your phone for it.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare with your children being raised by someone else? With our free information, you can lead a less stressful life, work from home, and start earning money as soon as next week.
I was about to be laid off from a company that was going bankrupt. On top of that, I wanted my kids to have mommy care, not daycare. My first month, I made $1,000 part-time. After 90 days, I was home with my children. And for the past 7 years, I've been here for my three little girls. I love this business.
Go to freedom94.com. Get out of the rat race and start earning great money as soon as next week.
I was skeptical. However, I had to get out of corporate America. Both me and my wife were able to quit our jobs and now make over $10,000 a month from home.
Go to freedom94.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 94.com. Freedom94.com. And start earning great money as soon as next week.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Hey, everybody, this is James Martinez from the Cash Flow Show. I want to ask you one question and one question only. You're ready to change your life. Now, as you begin to think about that question, how many of you are swimming in credit card debt, tired of credit cards controlling your life, behind on your payments, struggling to make ends meet, all that, worried about your financial well-being? You're going to end that now. Enough is enough. This is hot. Are you ready to feel good now? That's right. Call our toll-free number and listen to our 12-minute overview. It explains who we are and what we do to end your credit card debt. Leave your name and number after the message and do it today. Call 888-213-7655. That's 888-213-7655. Freedom is a phone call away. Away. Away for you to feel good now. 888-213-7655. 888-213-7655.
And welcome back to What's Ailing America, where today's answer is military tribunals against civilians. And we have Joe from Ohio on the line again with another question. But before we get to Joe,
I
hope our connection is better, Eric. You were saying before the break that Congress doesn't know what's going on. How can that possibly be?
Are you talking to me or the caller?
Eric, yes. I'm talking to you.
Because there's a program of obstructionism coming from a lot of federal agencies and departments. I mean, you see it even with Christina Todd Whitman had to say about what EPA said about the air quality in New York after the World Trade Center events, and what the state EPA said and what the federal EPA said and what she said. There's all sorts of games going on. I mean, with the FDA, with mad cow disease, with all these bureaucracies, all these departments or agencies that are supposed to be doing something, and in fact are playing all sorts of games to attack or allow the American people to be attacked rather than protecting them.
Exactly.
And that's part of the problem. Like, a lot of people, I'm not a big fan of, Carlson Tucker, but he's spoken about doing away with the Department of Labor, and I have to some extent agree, because the Department of Labor has become this huge behemoth that if you have a Republican, or even a, you know, many people say that Clinton was the best Republican president we ever had. But anybody who's in office, rather than using the Department of Labor to help and protect labor, it's in fact being used for the opposite thing. And if you get a rogue president in there, like we've had many, like, you know, Reagan stepped in and fired all the air traffic controllers, one of his first moves, even though he was not only a member of SAG, the Screen Actors Guild, that helped him, you know, give him a wonderful life and career. He was also president of SAG, governor of the state of California. He did some great things for the University of California school system, but he fired, as a former union member, quote-unquote, tradesman, he came in and instead of bringing in a federal mediator, as he's supposed to, he fired an entire class of civil servants. And that was one of the first attacks that's led up to what's gone on with 9/11. You don't do that, especially for critical individuals within the commerce, trade, transportation infrastructure, such as, you know, flight controllers. That's just obscene. And people aren't even analyzing that properly. They're starting to revisit it now, and you hear a lot of talk about it. But to the point that that was an attack upon not just the American people, but our infrastructure.
Well, I just want to mention that it's called the Hegelian dialect, problem, reaction, solution. When a problem is created and the people have a reaction, you must do something. And then the solution is actually ends up to cause the problem to get worse. And this
They're the ones who are bringing the problem to us. It's not.
I know. That's the whole point. And
right.
This is what they're doing with every agency that's supposed to protect the people, with all the licensing boards that are actually going after the doctors that know how to heal and letting the killer doctors continue to kill. It's true for everything. So this is what we're dealing
after
with.
Even the lawyers, even going after the lawyers who are trying to defend the Constitution
exactly.
and rule of law.
Yes. And that's what people have to realize, is that this is the sad state of affairs that we're in, and it's going to be the people that are going to have to do something about it, because there's no agency to go to, no congressman to go to, no one that's going to be able to do anything about it. It's the people. We have to take responsibility for what's going on in our country. These minions are supposed to be working for us. And
not all congressmen and senators are bad.
I agree.
And you can't throw out that avenue either. You have to use that. You have to use the courts. You have to use the court of public opinion. You have to use all the tools that are out there.
Yes.
And not throw one away because you believe it's, you know, the whole Congress is corrupt.
Well, all I can say is the good ones that are in there aren't doing anything. And as far as the courts, go ahead.
It's not entirely true, because a lot of the stuff that's going on is that they're passing laws like the Military Commissions Act, and they're passing it believing that it only applies to the Taliban and Al-Qaeda. But then the president's taking the law. They're using programs like unfunded mandates, like No Child Left Behind. I'll give you an example of how that's being used. The Shipping Commissioners Act was passed in 1872, right? And this was to bring federal officers who are appointed by the federal district courts, you know, regionally or locally, to go out to ships, American flag ships, and make sure that people weren't being conscripted or shanghaied and thrown on ships unwillingly. And so shipping commissioners would go out, much like baseball commissioners. There's a very strong analogy there. And they would be there at sign-on and sign-off of ships to make sure that people got paid well, they weren't tortured on board or anything else, that their civil rights and constitutional rights were protected. If they had any grievances, they would be settled at payoff. And what's happened is they did away with the shipping commissioners, unfunded them, and then they gave the control and authority back to the shipping captains that the law was created to protect the seamen from. And so what they do is they create law, legislation, venue, jurisdiction, and more, and then dissolve it, unfund it, and then pass it to whomever they want. And in a situation like this where they've given it back to the very people it was created to protect us from. And that's how they play these games. The one with No Child Left Behind is very scary.
Okay, but let me just comment. So they're putting the fox in charge of the chicken house. And as far
right.
as I'm concerned, if they don't do their due diligence and consider the possible loopholes in these laws that they're passing and see the future as it could possibly work out, because everything is the opposite of what it's supposed to be. And as far as I'm concerned, they're not doing their job. We have so many laws already, they're not following the laws we have. So as far as I'm concerned, in my opinion, There's got to be a better way to go. We have two callers waiting on the line. Joe from Ohio, did you want to make another comment?
Yes, we were. I apologize. We had a real bad connection there, and he didn't hear what I had to say, and I didn't exactly hear what he had to say. But nevertheless, you know, I'm 81 years old. I was versed in maritime law. I prepared documents for people. I won a lot of cases. In fact, I never lost a case. But anyway, I do recall now what the chief officer said during his appearance before Congress. He said that only six of those prisoners at Guantanamo were going to be tried. No
right.
more. But anyway, I think that's where
they're going to elect them. But, but that's the rule of men rather than rule of law. Because
right.
then you have an individual deciding not only who's going to be tried, they get to pick and choose rather than having all those people tried, which is the way it's supposed to work. And it's supposed to be basically rote. Nobody decides. It just happens. That's the way the system's set up. It's all constructed by Congress. They go through it. To some extent, you can't, like in the situation I'm in, Congress is trying to change the law because they've got American civilians being tried by military tribunals now.
That brings me to another question then. Isn't it true that during the time of war, the Constitution is suspended, and we are under executive
power. No, it's not. That's the whole point. Even Washington said, you know, I mean, our Declaration of Independence and Constitution and Bill of Rights and more were all passed in a time of war. We still had English forts here on the North American continent, and here in the United States, well into the 1800s. You know, we had the War of 1812 and more, and you have to look at what was going on in Europe at the same time. Our own Civil War had very strong ties and very strong influence from England and Europe, France as well.
Right. Okay. Yeah, I agree with all that you say, but that really struck me, and I do recall this chief counsel saying that only six of them. I said, what? That really struck a nerve when he said that. But now you've explained it, this collective thing that's going on.
Well, it's collectivism, and it's coming from the bankers who like to herd us into a group. It's coming from the unions who like to herd us into a group. And what they do is they get you to give up all your rights, your
right.
entitlements. You got to understand what entitlements are.
Right.
You know this better than anyone. Is their rights by law. They're
right.
rights by the Constitution. And many of those are, quote-unquote, inalienable, God-given, that no man can take away from you.
Right. I don't know why you're not running for president, but you know what? People have come. So
thanks.
Just to depend
that.
On government so much, and we trust the government, and if you ran for president, just like Ron Paul, they would shoot you down. But anyway, I'm flabbergasted how much knowledge you have on this. I commend you, and you need to do more speaking. You have to. You know, the Bible says in the last days they will be asleep, and you will not wake them.
Well,
thanks. Thanks for taking my call.
Okay,
appreciate
I just want to say the ostriches don't want to be woken up. They're filled with fear, and they got their heads in the sand. But I will say the good news. I've been on the air for about 6 years now on different internet broadcasts, and I'm getting hundreds of emails a day from all over the world. People are waking up. So I don't
more
agree
so,
with that.
More so outside the country
yes,
than here
true.
Because people outside the country know world history
yes.
better than we do.
And many of them have left this country. There's a lot of expatriates that are
yeah,
living in China and all over the place. So
yep.
People are waking up, and if you don't wake up, you're going to be next, folks. So it's very important for you to realize how important these issues are. We have another caller on the line, Don from Oregon. Are you there, Don?
Good morning.
Yeah, Don.
Good morning.
Go ahead.
Okay, I have a question for Mr. Shine. I'm putting together a certain affidavit in a certain format, and this is kind of on subject, and it's kind of important. My question is, who was it that designed the plan and executed the plan to put the benchmarks on the highest peaks around the lower 48, per se? And
you're talking about the high water mark?
Yeah. I'm putting together an affidavit, a specific negative averment, and I want to be able to, as best as one can, be accurate in my citing, no pun intended.
Okay, we're going
to
break, so he'll have to answer that after the break. Hold on, folks. We'll be right back.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web 24 hours a day at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. And make sure to tell them you heard about us on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist unjust war. It is an established historical fact that the Vatican has publicly stated that the Iraqi war is an unjust war. However, it miserably failed to tell its Catholic soldiers that it is a mortal sin to attack Iraq. The Protestant ministers in unison should take the logical step of telling their soldiers that it is a serious offense against God to participate in this unjust war. However, if enough Protestant ministers do not take this logical step, then the lay Catholics and Protestants have a serious obligation to demand of their clergy to take this logical step publicly. Personally, I am doing all that I can to stop the continuation of the murder, carnage, and suffering that is being committed against the innocent people of Iraq in this terrible, unjust war. For additional facts regarding this grave matter, order the lecture by Father John Martinez entitled WW3 Can Still Be Prevented. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for more information and ordering.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Welcome back to What's Ailing America, where today's answer to that question is military tribunals against civilians, with our special guest who knows all about that from personal experience, Eric Schein. And Eric, if you could just answer the last caller's questions, because the board is lighting up. We have three other callers waiting to speak to you.
Well, he would know better than I, who's actually the individual behind pushing that as far as the high water marks. I think Don is... research this a great deal. He could enlighten the listeners. Don, you still there?
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can.
We can hear you.
I can hardly
go
hear
ahead.
That, Dr. Carley.
I can hear you. Go ahead.
As far as researching it, I know that the Army Corps of Engineers places the benchmark there physically, but I know that the Coast Guard has their...
their marker,
their nefarious footprint all over it, no pun intended.
Right.
So, at any rate, I'm curious as to who was the entity, per se, that passed the fiat legislation to allow the ubiquitous admiralty jurisdiction to manifest inland at those points of reference.
Well, one of the things that people need to look at is the first U.S. Coast Guard commandant was Admiral Bertholf. They're coming out with these two new ships, the National Security Cutters, and they're having problems of their own. The first ship is called the Bertholf, and the second is the Vosch, two good German names. And if you look at Bertholf's background, he he went to the Naval Academy, was court-martialed out of the Naval Academy, ends up in the United States, I think it was a life-saving service, and he works to form behind the scenes and turn the Coast Guard, or, well, turn the life-saving service, the lighthouse service, the revenue cutter Marine into the quote-unquote Coast Guard in the middle of World War One in 1915. He was also, like I had mentioned earlier about Ronald Reagan being knighted by the Queen of England, Bertolf was knighted by the King of England at the time. And so you start to see these little Trojan horses that have been planted in people, in legislation, and programs to where Europe has, for the very longest period of time, been screwing around with our politics here and our country and our Constitution, and they've been working actively, aggressively, to, over time, retake the United States, recolonize it, not just the United States, but Canada, Mexico, and more, and even Latin America, and set up the, what they're trying to do is to recreate the old, quote-unquote, United Kingdom. And you can, you know, the stories of Atlantis and the sunken continent, Atlantis is not a continent that sunk at one point in time. It's the continent that is lost. And you go to the Law of the Sea Treaty that is coming out, and this goes into much of what Don's talking about as well. But they're trying to recreate England as the world maritime power, and that to a large extent, just like the District of Columbia sits in the United States as an entity unto itself, and the Vatican sits in Italy as an entity unto itself, and Jerusalem will soon sit as an entity unto itself in the Middle East. England and the London Corporation sits as an entity unto itself in the continent known as Atlantis, which is the continent that is under the ocean, and they use admiralty and general maritime law to subvert, because it is constitutional in nature, it's international, and they're using that through the International Maritime Organization, Lloyd's of London, and a bunch of other international organizations like that that are maritime related, to supplant any and all nation states, and to marry them together into this quote-unquote world government or United Kingdom.
Wow, that was an excellent synopsis, and you certainly are very knowledgeable about this, Eric, and I really take my hat off to you that you've done your due diligence. And, of course, all these people that are letting this happen are committing treason, and the people in the service who are realizing that the enemy is within. Of course, they took an oath to protect the people. They took an oath under the Constitution to protect the people from enemies from within and without. And once the people in the military realize that the enemy is within, it's funny how they start having problems. But we have three other callers waiting to speak to you. Go ahead and comment on what I said if you'd like to, and then I'd like to bring on Malcolm from Illinois.
Well, what happened with Katrina and Rita and with the flooding and stuff in the South, that Allen came out and proclaimed, you know, if there's water there, it's my jurisdiction. And he's the very same person who fielded military forces in response to a hurricane, like that's really going to do anything, and also fielded them to help citizens who were in need of assistance and fields, you know, instead of civil service, a branch of, you know, self-declared military. And he's the very same person who has been carrying on military tribunals behind the scenes, but he's also the second in command under Michael Brown, you know, you're doing a good job, a brownie, from FEMA fame, to where Thad Allen, the commandant, Admiral Thad Allen, was second in charge of FEMA. When they removed Michael Brown, they elevated an admiral in charge of a special branch of military to be in charge of a civil agency, which is such a violation of constitutional principles.
Wow. Okay, Malcolm from Illinois, are you there?
Hello? Yes, I am. I'm here.
Okay, speak up, please.
Yes, I'm here.
Okay.
Okay, I'm sorry my question does not concern the topic that you're speaking of. Is that the
music
playing?
Okay, and I'm sorry, we're going to a break. Can you hold on for another minute? We'll be right back.
All right, okay.
Okay.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle.
For some time now, you've listened to our corny DidYouRobBillGates.com ads. So let's get serious for a moment. DidYouRobBillGates.com can really show you how to make money with your own home-based business and will give you the ability to quit your job, pay off debt, or how about buying some silver and gold for the future or retirement? What about just being around more for your family? DidYouRobBillGates.com can show you how to increase your cash flow so you can get the things in life you want. What if all it took was answering the phone? Could you do that? When the cash flow increases, it's amazing what you can do. It's about independence and freedom. DidYouRobBillGates.com can show you how. Don't wait any longer. Go to DidYouRobBillGates.com. That's DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word, monastery, is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes 4 books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Welcome back to What's Ailing America, where our answer today is military tribunals against civilians, with our special guest, Lieutenant Eric Schein. Malcolm from Illinois, what was your comment you were going to make?
Yes, I'd like to say I'm sorry that my question is not concerning your topic today about the military tribunal, but I was a question that I wanted to ask.
Can I ask you a real quick question, though?
Go ahead.
Do you understand the issue of military tribunals upon American civilians and how serious that is? I don't know why you would want to go to any other topic.
It concerns the illness and the sickness of a people. If you would let me ask the question, because I know how all this relates. I know it does. My question is not relating to what's happening in America. About a few years ago, my nephew, I found that had an vaccination shot, hepatitis B, a vaccination shot. You know, the schools be asking them to do this. Now, I wasn't present when this happened. It happened a few years ago. He's 14 now. Even though he has not shown any signs of sickness, I'd like to know from Dr. Rebecca, what could I do or what could be done for now to try to assure that he doesn't get sick, or if he does show any signs of sickness, what kind of remedy could be done now since he has already had this vaccination shot?
Okay, well, what I would ask you to do is to call me off the air, and I'll explain to you how I do consults. because there's not one answer. There's not a magic bullet that you do. You have to uncorrupt the immune system, which always happens when people are inoculated with disease. As I explain how that happens in the documents on my website, there's a number of things that you have to do. You have to detoxify yourself. You have to uncorrupt the immune system. And there's remedies that you can take to repair the damage. Because even though you don't think he's been damaged, I assure you he has. He may not be manifesting it severely at this point. So I would ask you to call me off the air. I spend a lot of time with people on the phone, and I'll explain to you how I do consults. But most importantly, I would inform your brother or sister, whoever's the parent of this child, that they must refuse to get any further inoculations, because the more assaults that occur, the sicker they're going to get. Okay?
Okay. All right. Thank
okay.
you.
Bill from Ohio, Bill from Idaho, are you there? Is Bill there? Okay, we might have lost Bill. Mike from New York, are you there?
Yeah, hello.
Hello.
Okay, now we're down to two front runners. What's the difference between these two people?
You're talking
do
Obama
you think,
and Clinton.
Do you think anything is going to change here? They're both run by big money. And do you think Democrat Obama or McCain is anything different than what's going on right now at this point in time?
You're asking me or Rebecca?
I'm asking you.
Yeah, you answered Eric, because my response would be they only let their puppets get that far in the first place. But go ahead.
What they're doing,
puppets. But they're all puppets.
Yeah.
It's the people behind.
But even people look back to Roosevelt, FDR, and they think that he was a great president and a New Deal and all this other stuff. He was brought in as a capstone to quash or suppress the populist movement that was coming forth at the time. From the late 1800s and into the early 1900s, the Molly Maguires, Knights of Columbus, all sorts of, you know, things that eventually developed into quote-unquote unions, where you had private guilds, trade associations, you know, to some extent you could call them secret societies, but they were more people-oriented to where they stuck up for the people. You know, basically coming back to, again, almost revolutionary period in time, right in the middle of World War I and World War II, or in the midst of it.
Yeah, but I'm talking about now.
Well, no,
present
that's
day.
What I'm saying is, what, hear me out. It's
of the money that supports both these candidates, which is
right,
pretty much going to be, you have one candidate that is going to spend billions of dollars on war.
Let me finish what I was saying.
All right.
That just like Roosevelt was brought in as a capstone to put on top of the... Everything that's going on right now is coming from us. We're the ones... They're coming out with this draconian and regressive legislation because they're scared. They're scared of what the American people know and what, you know, word is getting out and how angry they are.
I disagree with that. I think they're doing that because of the stupidity of the American population.
They're
bringing in people like Obama and or Clinton to do the very same thing. And even Clinton is now, you know, she was out there with John McCain talking bomb, 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 bomb Iran. And now she's saying that they're competing, and I don't trust her. She's saying that she'll remove the troops in 60 days.
So you're making my point for me. Yeah, I understand what you're saying. You're making my point for me.
But they are, the only way our government works is when the American people carry on oversight of our government and the people
that
we
place. There is none of that no more.
Well,
there is no oversight. Listen, the difference between McCain and Obama is going to be nothing.
I agree with you. I'm not arguing that
one
point.
Listen, they're going to fork off in the world. One is going to go for a socialist agenda to spend billions of dollars, which Obama is co-signed onto this legislation to make half the world unimpoverished at our expense. And the other is going to be McCain, who's going to be, he's going to fight wars for 100 years and spend it on the DOD. So, I mean, you know, pick your poison, it doesn't matter. This country is going to be fleeced under, you know, pick your mantra or whatever, left or right, it's going to be the same scenario. You understand what I'm saying?
Unless you know and understand where they're trying to take us and why, and step forward, you know, as an individual, get out there. You know, Rebecca Carly's doing radio programs and getting out there, and she's been through hell. And what is she doing about it? She's getting out fighting and having her voice heard. I'm doing the same thing. You're calling in. Hey, that's great. You're doing the same thing. But people need to stand up and get heard and voice their opinion and protest. There's more people voting now than, you know, ever in history. They're having record turnouts everywhere. People are
They voting? And what are they voting for? Do they understand the real issues? Is my point.
I understand what you're saying, Mike. And the fact that they're voting, yes, in many ways they have no clue. They're just getting off the couch, but at least they're getting off the couch.
And that's why I'm trying to bring more.
Very important. I must say this. You cannot give up, Mike. We cannot give up. They're trying to make us give up, and that's one reason why they do have some people out there that are putting out information that's scaring people to death. I mean, once you start opening the doors and looking for the truth, some of the things you find out are really ugly and really scary. But my advice, it's better to know what the problems are, because then we realize that once we get these people out of their positions that are causing this death and destruction.
I totally agree with that, but let's start at
go
the
ahead,
top.
What?
I totally agree, but let's start at the top of the mountain and work our way down instead of, you know.
Well, I don't think you have much choice in that matter right now with all these candidates, whether it be Obama, Clinton, or McCain. They're all, like you said, big government, big corporation.
They're going to spend the treasury either in war or in social programs. Take your pick. I mean,
But they want, like, you know, Obama talks about this, and so does Clinton, about national health care. Think about what Rebecca Carly's been through, and think about what I've been through, where all of us are under a single-payer health care plan.
How about unfunded mandates of baby boomers and Social Security and Medicare? Nobody's talking about that. I mean,
there are billions in debt, and
nobody's even talking about these issues.
I think I brought up in this program unfunded mandates like No Child Left Behind, and I even gave an example of how they use unfunded mandates to take legislation, regulatory authority.
That's minor compared to all the baby boomers that are retiring right now. And the Social Security and the Medicaid and the Medicare. I mean, that is nobody wants to address it. I've never heard nobody in this debate of anything, Republican, Democrat, even broach the issue of how bad that is. Never mind, we're trillions of dollars in debt. So what? Ben Bernanke has to, he's not going to helicopter. He's just going to, A-bomb, you know, dollar bills that he printed out to make this all right. I mean, it's incredible.
Okay, well, I just want to comment. First of all, this country's already bankrupt, and it's just a matter of time before China comes in and, you know, asks us to hand over the gold that's left and pay them off.
That's my point.
But the point is, each of us needs to do whatever each of us can do. Whatever our spirit leads us to do. Nobody knows where all this is going. But I definitely agree with Eric. They are afraid. They are afraid of us. People are waking up in big numbers. And I know it because I see the difference in the amount of people that are contacting me. So all we can do is try to spread the word about what's happening. You know, we have God on our side. The forces of good will triumph. There's no question about that. So all we can do is what we can do. And nobody has control over this, including the minions who think they do. So I thank you for your call. Bill from Idaho is back. Are you there, Bill? Bill? Okay, I guess Bill is not on the line. So go ahead, Eric. What else can you tell the people? Because I know they do get very depressed, and it's hard not to give up as you learn more and more about how deep the corruption goes. But obviously you haven't given up, and obviously I haven't given up. We can't give up. We must continue. Are you there, Eric?
Yeah, I am.
Okay, so what could you tell the listeners to make them realize why do you continue? Obviously you must know, just like I do, that it will make a difference.
Well, information is key. And at some point, if people can't share the information that they've, you know, that has either been force-fed upon them or that they've come across due to things that have happened in their life or their experience or training or education or whatever, I've got a couple $100,000 education all paid for by the federal government, U.S. taxpayer at a federal, you know, military academy, naval commission, degree in marine engineering, I could go on, you know, security clearance and more. And I've worked, let alone all over the nation, all over the world, both sides of the federal contracting arena, and I'm trying to share important information about what's going on and what you can do, and that there is, everybody's, you know, throwing up their hands, but they're having hearings. Overstar is doing things like holding the Coast Guard's budget right now, and he's not going to pass it to him. They're going to have hearings right now, you know, because of a lot of the information that's coming out about what the Coast Guard is and has been up to. So there are people, you know, whether they be congressmen and senators, who are starting to hold people, you know, feet to the fire, and a large portion of it, and I'm telling you, there's a large contingency of Coast Guard and ex-Coast Guard officers and personnel who are playing games behind the scenes for industry, not for the American people, for industry, and many of these, you know, when I talk about industry, it's not American industry, it's for foreign industry, China and the European Union. Our merchant marine, we now have where 97% of our cargo coming into and leaving this nation is carried on foreign flag. That is unacceptable. You know, and it's things like that that people need to hear about and start doing things about. They can complain, come in, you know, call into the show blathering, or they can pick up their phone and call their congressman, call their senators, apply pressure to them, write letters. They think this stuff doesn't work. If you look throughout history, we've been in some very dire times in our long history, and the people are the ones who have made the change. And the only way that change comes about is by holding, you know, Clinton didn't come out and start saying all this stuff about pulling the troops out in 60 days because she's not hearing the ire, the anger coming from the American people. You know, they're feeling the push.
Yes.
And at some point, no matter what they want to do about the New World Order or one world government or, you know, anything else, at some point, when push comes to shove, there's only so much they can do. And they're starting to realize that they've been outed as to who and what they are and what they're up to. And at some point, to save their skins, they'll do anything to save their butts. And that's what they're starting to do. They're realizing that if they align themselves with the American people, they're a heck of a lot safer than if they align themselves with the Bilderbergs, the CFRs, the International Monetary Fund, WTO, IMF, you know, even to some extent the United Nations right now, because a lot of what's going on is about, it's called world federalism, but it's really a form of communism to where we as individuals are subjects and we are no longer citizens with entitlements. We are, and that goes back to kings and queens and guillotines, to where when you're a subject, you have privileges. When you're a citizen, you have rights. The only way you have those rights is to fight for them. You know, no power that has been seized in time has ever been given back willingly, voluntarily, very few times throughout history. I can think of just a handful, but everything that we've ever had in this country has been fought, you know, for and hard won. With blood, sweat, and tears. And that's the only way it's going to come about now. It's not going to be coming from people just, you know, calling in and bitching and moaning. They've got to listen to some of the information that's coming out, figure out what they can do.
Exactly.
I'm trying to say there's a huge chink in the armor right now with the Coast Guard. It's coming apart, and they're even talking about breaking it up. That's a huge win because it's self-declaring itself to be a branch of military in Homeland Security. And if people would focus on going to people like Congressman Overstar and Congressman Cummings and flooding their offices with calls, just like you can do for Ron Paul or have done for Ron Paul and others out there. And I'm not, you know, necessarily a big fan of Ron Paul because he wants to privatize everything or whatever, but that's just my opinion. And I'm not detracting him because he's out there fighting the good fight and stuff. So, hey, you know, we need more voices, not less. But, and the other person is Senator Whitehouse. And Senator Whitehouse has gotten involved in this because they're going after the marine fisheries. People who are doing, you know, fishing vessels and fishing boats, the Coast Guard is, you know, fining people $25, $50, $900,000, $2.4 million. And I'm not talking about a fishing fleet. I'm talking about like a family who has a boat or two. You know, this is the kind of stuff that's going on, and these guys are privateers. They're administrative pirates.
Yeah.
And at some point, there are a lot of these people. Tom DeLay, he's out, gone. Cunningham, out, gone, in jail. You know, you start looking at what's going on, and there is accountability.
Yes.
But it's coming from hard-fought, you know, battles by the people, skirmishes or whatever, of taking out these individuals one at a time for their corruptions, for their criminal activity, and holding them accountable, either ostracizing them like it's happened to Dick Cheney. You know, he went into Colorado, bought land. He was hanging out there for a while. Finally bought land, and all the people from Colorado said, you know, Dick, we don't like you or your politics. Go home. And he ended up selling the land because everybody kept turning their back on him in public. You know?
Okay.
That's the American people.
I definitely agree with you. We have to bombard these people. And basically, not in such a pleasant way, let them know, we know what you're doing. We know what you're allowing to do. Stop it. Okay,
they
we're going
human
to,
too.
We're going to a break, and then we're going to try Bill again one more time. Bill's supposed to be back on the line. Okay, stay tuned, folks, for the other side.
Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist unjust war. It is an established historical fact that the Vatican has publicly stated that the Iraqi war is an unjust war. However, it miserably failed to tell its Catholic soldiers that it is a mortal sin to attack Iraq. The Protestant ministers in unison should take the logical step of telling their soldiers that it is a serious offense against God to participate in this unjust war. However, if enough Protestant ministers do not take this logical step, then the lay Catholics and Protestants have a serious obligation to demand of their clergy to take this logical step publicly. Personally, I am doing all that I can to stop the continuation of the murder, carnage, and suffering that is being committed against the innocent people of Iraq in this terrible, unjust war. For additional facts regarding this grave matter, order the lecture by Father John Martinez entitled WW3 Can Still Be Prevented. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for more information and ordering.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
If your body isn't feeling too well these days, you're gonna start taking this hemp, I say. Go to hempusa.org. You may not like what I'm about to say, but you know I'm gonna say it anyway. The government doesn't want the best for you. They keep you down, they keep you blue. They starve your body for all its nutrients. They won't let you grow industrial hemp. It really doesn't make any kind of sense when it's so healthy for the world and useful for you, my friends. I hope Mr. Bush will hear this song, for the heart of America wants this one. Go to hempusa.org. If you're a truther, an anarchist, a renegade, you only want things that God has made, go to hempusa.org. We offer free shipping anywhere in the States. Go to hempusa.org.
Welcome back to What's Ailing America, where our answer today is military tribunals against civilians, with our special guest, Lieutenant Eric Schein. And Eric, we have Bill on the line again, but before we go to Bill, if you could give your website and your show information so that we make sure we get that on the air, and then
yeah,
we'll go
I'll
to
sign
Bill.
Yeah, off after that and let Bill have the show. www.martiallaw, M-A-R-T-I-A-L-L-A-W-911.com, martiallaw911.com. is one of the sites. It's under construction now, but there are two sets of transcripts that are up there from 2000 proceedings from, or transcripts from proceedings from year 2003. This has been going on for the last 5 years. They still have not brought, quote-unquote, real charges against me or any charges. They still haven't afforded me a hearing. I'm not in the Coast Guard. These administrative proceedings, quote-unquote, which they're not, this is clearly a military tribunal. I was before a judge, advocate, general officer, corps prosecutor, and the judge is an ex-lieutenant commander in the Coast Guard, and I'm forced to defend myself. These administrative proceedings are supposed to be for people who are a member of a certain agency or department, and they're not supposed to, like Lieutenant Watada, he's in the Army, they're not supposed to lose pay, rank, grade, benefits, legal or medical or any other type of benefits until they are proven guilty of something. These type of proceedings are not supposed to be used like they are. Even now, the very first time in the 130-year history of the Coast Guard Academy, which is not like the other federal academies, West Point, Annapolis, Kings Point, and the Air Force Academy, it's more like a police academy, they just prosecuted a student in a military tribunal last year, the first time ever under the UCMJ in the 130-year history of the Coast Guard. And the Coast Guard is not normally supposed to come under the UCMJ except in a time of declared war. They come under the UCMJ when they're under the Department of Navy, when they're transferred over as an attachment. And all of these separation of powers issues are being broken down intentionally by this president, and many individuals in positions of power and trust are reporting, like the president himself, he goes on TV, he's reporting that the American psyche is being affected by the war. He's not reporting that to the American people. He's not reporting that to Wall Street. He's reporting that to foreign powers.
Wow. Well, all I can say is, Eric, you are a true American hero, and if there was more men of courage like you, we wouldn't be in this situation. So I really
Well, there are. There are, and there's many of us out here who are fighting what's going on.
Well, I know there are. We just need more. That's all I'm saying. But
yes, we do.
Thank you for everything that you're doing. Is Bill on the line?
Hello?
Yes, Bill. Go ahead. We're almost out of time.
I understand. Bless you all for your efforts for the Republic. As he was saying, we need more people to be directly active. A phone number, as he asked you to do, not tomorrow, today, 877-851-6437, the White House, 202-224-2131. For you, as an officer and a gentleman, my salutations. Considering who you are dealing with, as the Bible said, all things would be known. It might be extremely worthwhile to review Mr. Asa Hutchinson. Somewhere in the archive, somebody in the audience is aware and called in and gave the history in regard to Mr. Hutchinson as a U.S. attorney, and it is culpable deniability at all levels by virtue of the fact that it is self-targeting via the U.S. Naval Academy technical report pre-end of World War One into World War II.
Okay, Bill, I'm sorry we're out of time. Thank you so much for your call. Thank you so much, Eric, for joining us today. And wake up, America. It's getting very late, but it's not too late to change things. Talk to you next week. Bye-bye.
Thanks.